This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Bhai Tika, the final day of Tihar festival, being celebrated nationwide today. Prime Minister Sushila Karki reaffirms government's commitment to creating a supportive environment for upcoming elections and fulfilling core responsibilities. Nursing Association of Nepal urges enforcement of government directive for minimum nurse remuneration. And mosquitoes discovered in Iceland for the first time following record-breaking heat. Now, the news in detail. The final day of the Tihar festival, Bhai Tika, is being celebrated across the country today. On this special occasion, sisters apply colorful tika on their brothers' foreheads, wishing them happiness, prosperity, and long life. In return, brothers offer gifts and blessings to their sisters. During the ceremony, brothers sit within a protective circle drawn with mustard oil and are adorned with garlands of marigolds and makhmali flowers. Sisters also serve traditional delicacies including sweets, chestnuts and walnuts as part of the celebration. According to the National Calendar Determination Committee, 11:39 a.m. is the most auspicious time for applying tika this year, though it can be offered at any time during the day. The tradition is rooted in a legend in which a sister's devotion earns a boon from Yama, the god of death, ensuring her brother's safety. People without biological siblings also exchange tika with those they regard as brothers or sisters. Meanwhile, the Bal Gopaleshwar Temple in Ranipokhari, Kathmandu, has opened to the public today, continuing a long-standing Bhai Tika tradition. Prime Minister Sushila Karki has reaffirmed the government's commitment to holding the upcoming House of Representatives election in a free and fair manner. Speaking at a ceremony in Madhyapur Thimi to honour national luminary Shankhadar Sakwa, Prime Minister Karki expressed confidence that all political parties and sectors of society would cooperate with the government to ensure credible elections. Expressing sorrow over the loss of young lives during the Gen Z movement against corruption in September, she pledged to continue efforts towards good governance and transparency. The Prime Minister also announced that the process of including Nepal Sambat on banknotes will move forward after necessary consultations. She said the government's decision to use the Nepal Sambat in official documents reflects its commitment to preserving and promoting this national calendar. Addressing a separate event organized by the Nepal Sambat Nuda Preservation Society in Basantapur, Prime Minister Karki called on all citizens to uphold unity, harmony and democracy while fulfilling the national duty of fighting corruption. Similarly, at a program in Patan, she described the Nepal Sambat calendar as a symbol of Nepali pride, civilization and identity and expressed full support for the promotion of the Nepal Bhasha language. Meanwhile, meeting with the artist at her Balwatar residence, Prime Minister Karki urged them to help combat misinformation on social media and play a positive role in raising public awareness. She welcomed constructive criticism, emphasizing that the government operates with good intentions and remains focused on good governance and timely elections. Chairperson of the National Assembly, Narayan Prasad Dahal, has held a series of bilateral meetings with parliamentary delegations from the United Kingdom, China and Sri Lanka on the sidelines of the 151st Inter-Parliamentary Union, IPU, Assembly in Geneva, Switzerland. According to his press expert, Dilli Malla, the discussion focused on strengthening mutual relations and enhancing cooperation in international forums. During the meeting, Chair Dahal briefed his counterparts on the recent Gen Z-led demonstrations in Nepal, the formation of the interim government, and the announcement of the House of Representatives elections scheduled for March 5, 2026. He reaffirmed Nepal's commitment to holding free and fair elections on the announced date and called for support from friendly nations in rebuilding infrastructure damaged during protests and ensuring the smooth conduct of the polls. Chair Dahal also highlighted Nepal's vulnerability to climate change, urging the international community to assist developing countries in addressing and adapting to its growing impacts. Preparations are underway in Janakpur Dham for the celebration of the Chhat festival, which begins on Monday, October 27 and will be observed over 4 days. Following the completion of the Deepavali festival, locals have started cleaning and decorating ponds and lakes across the city, many of which have already been prepared for the rituals. Chhat, a festival dedicated to sun god, is traditionally celebrated with great devotion in the Tarai region, particularly in Janakpur, and has in recent years spread to other parts of the country as well. Markets in Janakpur are now bustling with devotees purchasing essentials for the festival. According to Dr. Bhogendra Jha, former vice chair of the Madhesh Province Policy and Planning Commission, locals are enthusiastically cleaning sacred ponds that serve as important water sources for Chhat rituals. The festival will feature 4 days of fasting, offerings and prayer to the rising and setting sun, symbolizing purity, devotion and gratitude. The Nursing Association of Nepal, NAN, has urged the government to ensure full implementation of the new remuneration scale for nurses announced on October 13, 2024. In a statement issued yesterday, the association accused hospitals of ignoring the government's earlier directive, which requires all health facilities to provide the minimum wage to the nursing staff. Despite the government setting the basic salary for fifth-level health workers at ₹34,000 per month, many nurses reportedly continue to receive as little as ₹15,000, an amount they say is insufficient to cover basic living expenses. The association warned that dissatisfaction is growing among nurses employed in teaching, government, private and community hospitals across the country, and called for immediate action to enforce the pay scale and uphold nurses' rights. The district police range Bhaktapur has recovered ammunition of various weapons found abandoned near the Manohara River in Lokanthali, Madhyapur Thimi Municipality 1. According to Superintendent of Police Prakash Jabegu, police discovered 5 rounds of 303 rifle bullets and 2 rounds of self-loading rifle SLR bullets lying on the roadside near a squatter settlement. In a separate incident, police have also arrested a fugitive prisoner who had escaped from a jail in Kathmandu during the Janji movement on September 9th. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. For the first time, mosquitoes have been discovered in Iceland, one of the world's last mosquito-free regions. The insects were found in Jos, a glacial valley southwest of Reykjavik, after the country experienced record-breaking heat this spring. A local insect enthusiast spotted the mosquitoes while observing moths using wine-soaked ropes. He collected 3 specimens, 2 females and 1 male, which were later confirmed by the Icelandic Institute of Natural History at Culeseta annuluta, a species capable of surviving winter conditions. Experts say Iceland's traditionally cold climate and lack of stagnant water have long kept mosquitoes away. However, unusually high temperatures this year, including a record 26.6 degrees Celsius in May, may have created conditions suitable for their survival. Scientists warn that the presence of mosquitoes could signal broader environmental changes as rising temperatures continues to affect ecosystems adapted to cold climates. Further monitoring will be needed next spring to determine if the species has permanently established itself in Iceland. Now, the general weather forecast for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that today's weather will likely remain partly cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain or snow is likely to occur at 1 or 2 places in hilly and mountainous regions of the country today. Furthermore, the division has stated that currently there is a partial influence of westerly winds in Karnali and Sudarpashchim province. Temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are forecast to range from a minimum of 13 to 15 degrees Celsius with daytime highs between 25 and 27 degrees Celsius. That wraps up our news bulletin for today. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines again. Bhai Tika, the final day of Tihar festival being celebrated nationwide today. Prime Minister Sushila Karki reaffirms government's commitment to creating a supportive environment for upcoming elections and fulfilling core responsibilities. Nursing Association of Nepal urges enforcement of government directive for minimum nurse remuneration. And mosquitoes discovered in Iceland for the first time following record-breaking heat. That's all for today's bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us on air and online at RadioNepalOnline.com, our mobile app, and listen to our bulletins anytime at your convenience. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.